Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey. Thank you for joining us for this answer. I received a question on the Internet, and as a matter of fact, it was a question that was attached to a wonderful letter from a wonderful brother, and first of all, I would like to thank the brother for writing the letter. Since you've come to the website, the letter is right there on the website. And at the bottom of the letter, he asks a question. He says, can you expound on the role of an evangelist and biblical evangelism in the church today in a future radio cast? Well, yeah, I thought that it would be appropriate to address that right now, because I think that we need to understand what evangelist and evangelism is all about. Let's give some definitions first of all, and I'd like to give definitions from authoritative text, and the text that I'm quoting from is the Concise Dictionary of Christian Theology that was edited by Millard J. Erickson. It's one of the best texts that is out today that answers these kinds of definitive questions about theology. And I'd like to thank you, Aaron, for your letter. It was indeed a joy to read your letter. I wrote Aaron back and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the work that I do on the website and in this ministry, I don't get too many kudos from people. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they think it's strange to even correspond with the pastor. And I really think that's strange, because I think it's the normative thing to do. I think it absolutely normal to correspond with the pastor. But anyhow, let me read some definitions. Evangelism. Evangelism is a presentation of the gospel with the goal of bringing the hearer to faith in Jesus Christ and thus to salvation. I totally agree with that definition of evangelism. But the presentation of the gospel is not setting down quoting scripture to someone. A presentation of the good news of Jesus Christ is a look that the other person gives when he is attending to our lives. I evangelize right now in the Lucy Coleman studio. It's a very rainy, dark, and dreary day. And I usually have the windows open in the Lucy Coleman studio because I love looking outside and seeing nature. Well, since the lights are on here in the studio, obviously if anybody walks by, they can see me doing this webcast right now because the studio is well lit. And they can see. That's evangelism. In other words, oh, he's talking into a microphone. He is talking with someone. He has headsets on. So therefore, he is doing something. I am sharing the message. Someone sees what I'm doing. Now, the gift of evangelism states that it's one of the spiritual gifts, which is an unusual effectiveness in the presentation of the gospel. And Erickson rightly points out that in Ephesians 4:11 he says that evangelists are mentioned among the gifts which God gives to the church. And this gift of evangelism simply means that there are certain persons in the body of Christ that has a knack for sharing the good news wherever they are. Let me give you a good example of how that works. If a person is working in a supermarket and someone comes and they don't have enough money to take care of the groceries that they need, and they says, oh, I got to get this milk for the baby. And someone that has the gift of evangelism, they may be there and they said, I read something that said, give them the sincere milk the sincere meat of the Word of God. Oh, yes, you have to desire the milk as a baby would from its mother. Isn't that in the Bible somewhere? And somebody say, yeah, it's in the Bible. Desire ye the sincere milk of the word of God. Da, 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 da. Peter said that. And then the person would say, well, I'm going to have to get this milk for this mother. And it may not have the same meaning as the Bible, but I hope that it fulfills your child as God's word fulfills me. There you've just evangelized. Now you've just helped this person that's in line and ahead of you, but you have just used the gift of evangelism effectively. And then you have to look at evangelistic crusades. Now those are organized evangelistic efforts usually aimed at teaching an entire city or a large area, and they often involve the cooperation of several churches. The reason that you have to be very, very careful about evangelistic crusades, such as, and I just said, the Grey Glory Crusades. I mean, you know, you just put your hand out and say, whoever believes, come down the aisle, and these people don't show any type of transformation of character and heart. They may be feeling somewhat emotionally guilty about a deed, an act, or something that they've done. But absolutely no change of heart in any kind of way. And so I would say when you look at these evangelistic crusades, I have to say it again, right here on this website, you can hear the Billy Graham clips. He does evangelistic crusades, and here Last November, thousands upon thousands of people from churches all over the Southern California area went to the Pasadena Rose Bowl, where they played the Rose Bowl game at this New Year's Day. Thousands and thousands of people went there to hear Billy Graham. Now, when you hear him give some of his clips on my website, and then you ask, how can this be? Well, that's exactly what I'm asking. So you have to be very careful of evangelistic crusades and those that are in those evangelistic crusades who say that they have the gift of evangelism. This is what Billy Graham would say, but he doesn't. Listen, let me share this with you, and this is very, very important for all my listening audience. It's impossible for me to proclaim the name of Jesus and his good words and good deeds, and then on another forum teach something completely opposite. You know, that is the worst kind of blasphemy. Denial, blasphemy, apostate stuff. That is the worst kind. But too often what we have a tendency to say in Christianity is, well, you know, they mean well, their intention. No, they don't. If you're operating on two different forums, let's say, okay, I'm here in the Lucy Coleman studio doing this sound clip right now, and in 2 hours I'd be at Farrakhan's radio studio in Chicago doing a clip for him. You know what? There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. So that's why you look at these guys that call themselves evangelists, and you say, no, wait a minute, if you're an evangelist, you're going to be just that. Then it comes down to an evangelist itself. What is that? In the early church, there were those that brought the good news. They were mentioned as one of the gifts of the church, as I've already stated in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And the writers of the four Gospels were also referred to as evangelists. Today, Erickson says, the term refers to anyone doing the work of spreading the gospel, but especially to profession. Now, here's where the difficulty arises. And I'm reading what Erickson says, but I'm not in agreement with this. And it says, specifically, especially to professionals who do not serve any one particular church, but give their entire ministry to evangelism. Now, there's where the difficulty comes in. Because I don't believe that there is such a thing as a professional evangelist. And when I do talk radio at times, people call me, and especially these women, they go, well, I'm an evangelist, and God gives me the authority and the power to do that. And I'm saying, well, if God gives you the authority and power to do that, I'd like to know what institution of theological higher learning. I didn't have to go to school. I don't have to. God just gives it to me, and I just said, oh, praise God. And I have people coming to my home, and they're all being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm saying, but their lives are a shambles, and they're a mess. And what they tell me, you've taught them, is anti-biblical. So you see, we must be very, very careful in how we handle this very important question. But I do want to thank Aaron again for the question. And the question was, can you expound on the role of an evangelist in biblical evangelism in the church today? Eric, I hope that that helped. And there's going to be more web clips coming up because we know that, well, I'll tell you about that in another clip. Thank you. Wait a minute. I had another book right here ahead of me, and it's one put out by Moody Press, and it's called Great Leaders in the Christian Church. In this text, and it's been one of the favorite texts in my library for years. I go to it and look at it. It gives you the historical backdrop of many of the church fathers that lived years ago, has some very excellent exposés, such as for Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield. It gives all the background in William Carey. And William Carey is one that I wanted to refer to because he is known as the father of evangelism. This section on William Carey, I just want to read a little bit about this because this has to do with the evangelistic aspect, and I think that you'll understand why I'm reading it. It says, the Careys' early years in India were very trying. Initially, the family lived in a malaria-infested marsh outside of Calcutta, while Thomas and his family lived in relative affluence in the city. Housing was utterly inadequate, as was the food supply and the health care. None of the family was spared the severe effects of tropical diseases. In 1794, a year after they arrived, 5-year-old Peter succumbed to dysentery. It was a trauma that Dorothy was unable to endure. She already unstable mental condition deteriorated, and she was later described by a missionary as being wholly deranged. Now, this is the wife of the famous missionary. See, and so when you look at these so-called missionaries and evangelists that go over to these countries, they don't suffer like this now. This is what you really did when you did true Christian evangelism. You suffered. You died. You died of dysentery. You watched your children die. You lived amongst the people in the area. The author goes on and says, only the overpowering sense that was accomplishing the will of God provided the staying power for Carey during his early years in India. After 7 years of struggling to establish a ministry, which included language study, itinerant preaching, and secular employment at an indigo factory, Carey was unable to claim any one Indian convert. Yet, that period of apprenticeship was a fruitful time for him. Did you hear that? Years, 7 years. Not one person came to Christ, but he was a true evangelist. I'm an evangelist. And here recently, I've said it on a couple of sound clips, my gardener became a Christian just by me loving him, not preaching to him. First time I opened up a Bible in front of my gardener was when he took me out to dinner, and when he brought me home, I was very ill. I had dysentery. I had a bad case of, food poisoning. And it was around Christmas time, and he brought me home, and he told me what he was reading, and I got Lucy's Ryrie Study Bible that belonged to her. And I said, take this one, son, and read this. He's been reading it, and so much so that he told me when he came by to cut my lawn this week, he said, PJ, Pastor John, he says, my mom would like to meet you, not because she's interested in me, but because she wants to meet the man that helped transform her son. And I told him I did nothing. The only thing that I did was what God told me to do. So evangelism is not a professional task that one does. It comes natural. It comes with the territory. And I believe that if we come to the point of recognizing this, if we really come to the point of recognizing that God has, that God has a task for us to perform. And that task that he wants us to perform is a natural task of interacting with people. You know, just being Christian. That's what evangelism is. Being Christian. It's not this, excuse me, I have a special gift of doing this or that, and that is not what it's all about. That has never been what it is all about. But it is that one naturally does when they understand what their calling and the faith is all about. I think that's the easiest way for me to put it. Yeah. Mark?
Thank you for spending your learning time with Ram Radio of Into the Word Ministries. Pastor John Coleman hopes you've learned something to help you serve the Lord with your life. Please send all donations and letters to Ram Radio, 4401 West Slauson Avenue, number 107, Los Angeles, California, 90043. Make all checks out to Pastor John Coleman. Remember, make all donation checks out to Pastor John Coleman and send them to Ram Radio, 4401 West Slauson Avenue, number 107, Los Angeles, California, 90043. This is Mark Ramsey. Until next time, stay into the Word.